make them hear you. Make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. Donald Trump's escalating feud with Bob Corker is extremely serious and may portend nuclear war with North Korea. The conservative Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee told reporters last week that Rex Tillerson is one of the three people in the administration who, quote, separate our country from chaos. That came in response to an NBC report that the Secretary of State had called the president a moron. Trump's reckless threats toward other countries could set the nation, quote, on the path to World War III. He concerns me. He would have to concern anyone who cares about our nation, the chairman said. I know for a fact that every single day at the White House, it's a situation of trying to contain him. Corker called Trump a reality show president, telling the Times that he acts, quote, like he's doing The Apprentice or something. Corker, who is close with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, believes Trump is in way over his head. He is mad that the president undercut his chief diplomat's negotiations with North Korea last weekend when he called Tillerson's efforts a waste of time. What Corker does next will count the most. Quote, if he believes what he says, then as the chairman of the relevant committee in the Senate, he has important tools to use, according to James Fallows in The Atlantic. He can issue subpoenas and summon executive branch witnesses as soon as he gets his colleagues back in town. He can draft legislation about the procedure, the grounds, and the justifications before the U.S. commits troops to war. Senator Dan Sullivan, Republican of Alaska, on Tuesday said President Trump needs Congress to approve a preemptive strike against North Korea. Quote, if one of the military options that the administration is looking at is a preemptive war on the Korean Peninsula launched by the United States, that would require the authorization of Congress, Sullivan said on Fox News' The Story. Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution is very clear about that, he added. If the United States is attacked first, Trump would have more leeway to respond. Sullivan's comments come at a time of escalating tensions between Washington and Pyongyang. The U.N. Security Council's vote to sanction North Korea was in response to missile tests. Sanctions target North Korea's coal, iron, and seafood exports and may cost the reclusive state $1 billion. Trump's claim that we are, quote, in the calm before the storm is causing many experts to lose sleep, claiming that Congress must act immediately to rein in Trump's military ambitions. If you're concerned about Trump's threats to launch a preemptive strike on North Korea without congressional authority, you can share your thoughts with your Republican senators and congressperson to see where they stand. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.